Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Prepare Radio with your host, Diane Thomas.
Good morning and welcome to Prepare Radio. This is Diane Thomas, your host. It is Tuesday morning, so we are talking about getting healed, becoming complete, entire, and whole, spirit, soul, and body. Our website is www.wecanprepare.org, and my email address, if you want to get in touch with me, is diane@wecanprepare.org. Always glad to hear from you, your feedback and your questions, and those help to shape the kinds of things we talk about during this series and also on our Saturday series. Did want to let you know that next week we're going to be taking the week off from these programs. We will continue to do the blog, but we are also looking at doing some modifying to the schedule and perhaps moving some of it to another internet radio option. And we'll be getting more out to you on that as we solidify the schedule for that and everything. So we've been talking about getting healed, specifically defining wounds, what wounds are, and the different parameters of getting healed. I hope by now you've had an opportunity to really put some of those things into effect in your life. We're not teaching for teaching's sake. We're putting this information out here because it works. This is what God has made available to us today. We don't want to be caught in that trick that what God has for us is for somewhere down the line, for when we die, for anything other than the notion that eternal life is for us now. Healing is for us now. Life, freedom, peace, rest, joy, confidence. And we know we are experiencing those when we are not touched or shaken by our circumstances. It's not that we aren't affected by our circumstances, but those effects do not reach our relationship with God or our relationship with others or ourselves, that they're merely circumstances. And for most of us, because we've never really experienced that until we do, it's not something that someone else can explain. This is what this feels like. This is what this looks like. This is why you want it. This is why we rely so heavily on God's drawing, that we're learning how to hear his voice and respond, not so that we can achieve a goal, but because he has achieved the goal and wants to share it with us. So when we talk about how we want to know him, when we want to hear from him, it's for our sake. And know that in your spirit, it's absolutely true. In your spirit, there's nothing that you've withheld from him or don't understand about anything that's going on in your life or about him. That in your spirit, you have already experienced that freedom, that overcoming that we are so often seeking in our soul and in our body. So understanding what woundedness is, what wounds are, believing a lie, we move forward then, recognizing that, okay, we have wounds, now what? And he wants to heal them, but now what? We want to really look at how do we not just get healed, but even prevent wounds. What we'll discover is that so often we are wounded because we are not taking our warfare seriously. We are not considering that the situation that we're in so that we can learn how to overcome our enemies. It's not so that we can avoid our enemies or be untouched by them, but so that we can overcome them altogether. Very often we look to church, to organized religion, to our fellowship, to what we believe as a means of escape, protection, isolation. And yet, if God didn't want you here on this earth for your lifetime, if the sole goal of you being here was to experience salvation, he would have it set up that as soon as you became saved, you'd be taken out. So if there's something you're supposed to be accomplishing here, shouldn't we be embracing it? Shouldn't we be saying, okay, I get it. I understand this is what I'm here for. I understand this is my purpose here now. So we don't want to avoid the circumstances and character building opportunities that God has placed for each one of us. Instead, we want to embrace and enjoy the opportunities that God has crafted for us. So as we talk about our enemies and our situations that each one of us is going to find ourselves in, they're opportunities. They've been crafted for us. They've been hand-selected for you. Not just something to get through, but it's an opportunity to overcome. So we're going to start talking now specifically about, now one, you know, one of the common terms that is used a lot is warfare. We're going to phrase it a little different because we're going to look at some very specific tactics and approaches, and this is going to get very personal as far as your unique situation. This is something you're going to have to spend time and thought and relate and experience. You're going to try and fail and try again and fail again because your battles are yours. they're between you and your enemies and your God. What I'm going through, what others are going through, they may give you an example. They may help you to understand what you're going through. But you'll find that sort of just understanding, okay, now I get it. You still have to do the battle. You still have to do the warfare. You're going to have to do your own learning, your own training. No one else can do it for you. So basically what we're talking about is exposing and overcoming our enemies. And our enemies are the world, the flesh, and the devil. What we're talking about is a complete change in mindset and action. That we are moving from seeing ourselves as wounded survivors. That we've made it through, but we're still in process. And God is changing that mindset to holy overcomers. How do you win? How do you gain victory? It's not by accident. What is truth? What is from God? We are not to be ignorant of the ways He does things. He wants us to know His ways. And we will know His ways only by personal participation. So, how do healing and overcoming relate to one another? If we don't understand our enemies and learn to overcome them, and then actually overcome them, they can actually, our enemies can keep us from receiving the healing God has for us. And those wounds and our enemies keep us from experiencing that abundant eternal life that God has planned for us now. There's a simplicity and yet an involvement that each one of us must go through them ourselves. No one can go through this for you. You must decide, do you want a ministry? Or do you want to receive eternal life now? I've known there have been so many people who have learned this approach and have taught it and are teaching it, and yet have never put it into effect in their life. Now, what most often happens is they fall back into that mixture of grace and law. Because what we're talking about here is the responsibility that goes along with freedom. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Restraint no longer comes from the law. It comes from life. It comes from personal responsibility. Most of us don't want to be responsible. We want someone else to decide for us. We want someone else to have authority over us. But this is not God's plan for you. This is not His will for you. This is not what He died for. The only spiritual authority in your life is God. And in essence, you. Between you and God, that's where the buck stops. That's where the decisions are made. That's where the responsibility lies. So whether anyone else agrees with this or not, or understands or supports you, what is God calling you to? That's the bottom line. So when we talk about overcoming our enemies, what are we really saying? What are we really talking about? Overcoming our enemies is, unfortunately, not necessarily removing them. It is not necessarily going to result in never having to deal with them. While in this life, we will have tribulation. Even though Jesus overcame temptation in the wilderness, He continued to face and overcome His enemies on a daily basis. This is why we must shift our view of our life here on earth. We are not here just to hang on until we are rescued, but we are here to grasp the opportunity to learn to live as overcomers. Overcoming is not accepting the mountain in front of us, but learning how to overcome it in a variety of different ways, whatever the mountain is. Some cases we may need to learn how to go over it, how to go through it, how to go around it, how to go under it, how to move it, how to avoid it, go a different direction altogether. It is through overcoming that our most valuable changes are made within us. So it's not the emphasis on learning to overcome. It's not mechanical. It's not a mind exercise or a will exercise or a feeling exercise. It's not a healing in and of itself. But overcoming is the mindset that whatever circumstance is in my way is there for me to take it on. So as we face our enemies, the world, the flesh, and the devil, we don't try to hide from it. We don't go, you know, dang, I didn't know it was there. I didn't, you know, how do I get out of this? It's like, no, how do I overcome this? This is another opportunity to grow, to learn, to depend on God, to hear His voice, to see His mighty works in our life, and to participate and have our own mighty works. I love the Old Testament stories of David and his mighty men. And he had different circles of mighty men. He had the top tier and the second tier and the third tier. And even Jesus, when he went around, he had the apostle that was the most loved, Then he had the next three, and then he had the 12, and then he had 100, and then he had followers. We can be in one of those realms and accept our closeness to his heartbeat, or we cannot be satisfied until we are one in him, which is his desire for you. Not just to be hearing his heartbeat, but to be his heartbeat. We've got some choices to make. Are we going to let the outward circumstances of our lives or the global economy or politics or, you know, whatever natural disasters going on at any given time? Are we going to let that interfere with the course of action that God has set for us? How easily we're distracted. But we're going through that. That's, again, just something for each one of us to overcome. And we don't do it again through our own strength. It's, Lord, is this something that you're trying to get my attention about? Lord, what's going on here? Overcoming confirms that our identity has changed. Your very nature changed 2,000 years ago from wounded, you know, a victim, to overcomer, a victor. It's not that your identity is changing now from wounded to overcomer. It's that your perception of yourself, your soulical character, your mind, will, and emotions, your approach, so as we move forward, we change our mindset. We change how we look at how we perceive things. And very often, we don't need to go any further than what's on our plate. So when we talk about overcoming our circumstances, we are looking at what's on your plate. What's causing you stress? What are you thinking about? What are you spending your time thinking about? What are you spending your time putting your hand to? Now, many have their plates full. And odds are God will deal with you at some point in time about taking some of those things off your plate. But for right now, don't get caught up in the idea that you have to have, you know, an hour a day for him, to hear from him, to know him. Start where you're at. When that stress comes up, when that confusion, that attention comes up, go to him then. Lord, help. And then give him time to answer. But set your mind that this is going to be a priority, that not having time is simply a challenge for you to overcome. God knows what's on your plate. But he also knows that there's probably a lot of things there that he didn't put there. So look at where and what it is that he desires for you that day. What freedom he wants to bring you into that day, right now. Not what's your, you know, ministry or calling for, you know, for the rest of your life. It's right now. Dealing with the kids, dealing with your boss, dealing with your car broken down on the side of the road. That's your challenge right now. So the first part of the overcoming process is often to uncover those wounds so we can be healed. So as we take on these moment-by-moment challenges, we'll find out, well, yeah, it's just a tire. I mean, I can fix this, but it may be so blown out of proportion because we'll feel like such an idiot. Or we know we're going to get yelled at, or we don't know how to change the tire. And it's blown out of proportion, and we find out there's a wound there. And in order to overcome that situation, you're going to have to get that wound healed by depending on God. So as this process unfolds, it can become consuming, taking up all our time, energy, and focus. Because God wants to get done as much as he can as soon as possible. He doesn't want us living here wounded and unable to accept his eternal life. But just as we are not forgiven sinners, but we are now holy saints, we are also not wounded victims, but we are overcoming sons. Being healed of our wounds is a process we must learn and move on from, not make our home there. Healing is not a goal in and of itself, but a freeing experience to prepare us for something else. If we don't learn how to get healed, we will be afraid to go into these battles. And if we don't go into the battles, we will not know where our wounds are. So God's wanting us to come out from behind our hiding places, from behind the church, from behind our friends, our spouses, our pastor, our beliefs, and deal with the stuff that's holding us back. Now, it may seem overwhelming, and we may go through a period of time where God really doesn't, shall we say, doesn't let us get away with anything. And again, it's not that he's saying you need to fix it. But it's sort of like boot camp. It's a concentrated time where he brings us and faces us with challenges we've never faced before. But it has an end. He's showing us how to go to him and the effects. If we can either stretch this out or take full advantage of the moment-by-moment circumstances he's given us and get through the learning process quickly. So we'll be picking it up there a week from Tuesday. Thursday we have our regular program at 7:30. We'll be getting back together then to talk about knowing God, being able to hear His voice, moving in the supernatural realm. Until then, have a great week. This has been Diane Thomas of Prepare Radio. Thanks for tuning in.